Hello. Ah, the captain of the City Watch. Oh, wow. I thought I smelled something nice. It's an honour, sir. Please, come in. Oh, let me get your coat, Captain. Would you like to come into the lounge? Make yourself at home. Sorry if it's a bit of a mess. I don't get visitors very often. Can I get you something to drink? So, how can I help you, sir? Huh? A beast? Around here? That's weird. And it's been killing farm animals. Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. How did you hear about it? Those new farm owners. Makes sense. Oh, did the prince send you, Captain? Oh. Right, I see. So you're here on your own. That's very admirable of you, Captain. So, how is the city these days? I don't really get up there very much anymore. Oh, of course, officer. I should have said. I'm a hunter. I'll get my license if you like. It's signed by the prince himself. Oh, and I've lived here all my life. Well, in this country, I mean. I did live in the city when I was growing up. Oh, yes, I live by myself. I've never really got on with anyone else long term. Sorry, I'm a bit of a solitary creature. I'm sure you can tell. Oh, thank you, Captain. You're very kind. Sometimes I feel like I'm more at home with animals than people, though. So, are you here to hunt this beast then, sir? Well, that's very noble of you, sir. We sure are glad to know we've got you watching out for us here, sir. I'm sure the farmers must feel very safe knowing they've got you to protect their animals. So, there wasn't anything strange about this beast then, was there? Oh, they said that. Well, I'm sure it was very dark. It was probably just an ordinary alpine wolf that they saw. Well, yes, that's true. We haven't had many wolves around here for a while. Maybe they're staying out of the beast territory, even existed, that was. Captain, I don't mean to be rude, but you haven't been here very long, have you? Well, it's just people who live here a while tend to pick up on some things. The prince and I have a sort of arrangement. It's only because I don't want you worrying, Captain. I just think I should tell you, well, someone at least, just so it won't bother you anymore. Well, the thing is, this beast, I just don't think you should worry about it. Because, oh, how do I explain this? You're not much of a hunter around here, are you? Well, have you ever seen a predator? And how about, have you ever heard of someone being attacked by an animal around here? Maybe you've seen how the children play outside in the woods. Ever wondered why their parents aren't worried about them? Well, I really don't want to scare you, Captain, but all that's because there is a beast. She keeps the woods safe, and all she asks for in return is to be left alone and, okay, maybe the odd chicken every now and again, and, okay, maybe the odd sheep too. She's feeling very hungry. Look, Captain, the thing is, this beast, well, she's in the room. You're talking to her. Captain, I'm a werewolf. Please, Captain, don't look at me like that. This is why I didn't want to tell you. I swear I won't hurt you. I promise, I'm not a monster. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean for it to be a shock. I know the idea of a werewolf living so close to your city upsets you, sir. I can tell. I'm sorry. I can't help what I am. I think I'm a member of the community. I pay my taxes like everyone else. I play with the local kids, go to church, help out the farms. I'm a perfectly ordinary citizen 90% of the time. Well, the other 10%, I like to spend chasing rabbits on all fours. Nobody's perfect, are they? Captain, please, what can I say to reassure you? Would you believe me if I told you I'd never hurt a human? I've lived here peacefully all my life. Most people know what I am. The prince does. He's always been kind to me. Captain, I swear to you, I have absolute control over myself in either form. Even as a wolf, I'm still me. Sometimes some things are just a bit different as an animal. Look, why don't you ask me what it's like? Let me show you that I'm still the same person no matter my shape. Take, door handles, for example. Some things can be much trickier with paws. I can't be dealing with those round ones. I like the horizontal ones that click into place the most. Oh, clothes. Yeah, they can be tricky too. It's fine as a wolf. I've got plenty of fur then. It's just when I transform back is the trouble. Well, because, Captain, don't make me blush. I thought you were supposed to be scared. Does this mean you don't hate me then? You're not, maybe, flirting with me, are you? Well, you know, it's not like I'd mind. When I turn back, I always get the weirdest feeling that I should be wearing 3 extra bras and an insatiable craving for bacon, of course. Yeah, feelings can take a while to go away after I transform back. Some things never do, like my sense of smell. As a wolf, well, scent is how I operate, and that doesn't really go away. That's why I mentioned how you smell when we first met. Sorry if that was a bit weird. I just do it by instinct. I could smell you were coming from miles away, but I wasn't sure who you were. Everyone smells different, you see. Okay, you smell of steel, leather, armor polish, and masculinity. That's a smell I can recognize, especially around this time of year. And well, I have to say, that's a very strong one on you. Captain! Of course I'm not flirting. Captain, please don't make me blush. I'm not an animal. I don't get in heat. Definitely don't feel a little... What? No, nothing. Carry on, what were you asking me? Oh, about the prince. Yeah, we're friends. We grew up together. I was his loyal companion. Captain, not a dog. A silver-backed alpine wolf with a good pedigree too. But... Well, yes, I was the prince's. Look, I used to enjoy spending time as a wolf. What's wrong with that? We did plenty of fun things together. We went hunting, took long walks, he let me sleep in his bed, even taught me a few... Well, we had fun. Captain, don't be silly. Of course he didn't. Train me. I mean, I'm a werewolf. It's not like that'd ever work on me. Anyway, sorry. You've been distracting me. Let me just get you my hunter's license and you can be on your way, officer. No, it's just through... What did you say that for? Well, I just felt like sitting back down. What was I doing? Oh, yes, license. It's not like even if he did train me, it'd still work on me as a human. I mean, that'd be... Oh, please stop it. I don't want to sit down on the floor. I'm trying to go get something. No, this is so embarrassing. This is like the meeting with the prince all over again. He's terrible. He's always trying to embarrass me in front of people. Now you're doing it too. I should have known something was up with all those free treats. Hey, what are you doing with my slipper? Put it down. Don't even... I got it. Okay, all right, go now. Can I get up now? God, this is so embarrassing. You can't do this to me. I won't follow your commands like some pet puppy. I'm a noble mountain wolf. My father was the leader of his pack, and his father was... What are you doing? Hey, don't pet my head. No, stop. Don't treat me like I'm a good puppy. No, I'm not shaking my rear. No, that's it. I don't know any more commands. I don't know any tricks. I'm a werewolf. I'm not gonna... I meant to say something else. We've already shaken hands, though. I'm just doing it because I wanna... No, I don't want to lie down. Please don't say roll over. Oh, I hate doing this as a human. This is so embarrassing. Don't you dare stop rubbing it, am I? No. Stop. I hate belly rubs. No. Don't call me that. I'm not a good girl. Stop. Just stop it. Oh. No. I'm not licking your pant leg. What's this? No, I'm not sniffing your eyes. Just no, I'm not wagging, I'm not. Oh no, I'm not. I'm totally not in heat or anything. Can I just rest my head on your lap? Not for any reason, really. Captain, I think you're in heat. That's definitely something nice. Can I just nuzzle into you? Your lap's just really comfy. Totally not trying to lose myself in your scent. Sorry, sir. My tongue just does that on its own. Yes, sir, I'm sitting. What would you like me to do next? Undress. I don't know that command. Okay, I guess my human brain knows that one. Of course, sir, you're right, sir. Doggies don't need clothes. I'll take them all off immediately. I did it, sir. I took my clothes off like you said. Am I a good girl? Am I? Oh, thank you, sir. Do I get head pets as a reward? Oh, thank you, master. This puppy loves the rewards you give her. Puppy loves her nice new owner. Puppy is so hungry. She can smell something really yummy. Please, master, will you give this hungry puppy a tasty bone to suck on? Oh, silly puppy paws can't get through nasty zippers, and she wants it so bad. Please, master, please, please help silly puppy, I'm begging you. Please. Oh, thank you, master. Puppy paws can pull down pants now. Wow. That delicious, Master. Oh, can I lick it, Master? Just a few licks. Can I? Yay! Thank you, my owner. So good. Thank you, Master. Puppy loves her new suck toy. Please let me put it in my mouth, Master. It's so good. This is a spicy bum. Better? Is Master leaking pre-cum? Don't worry, your puppy knows what to do. Yes, Master? I'm listening. Okay, Master, puppy will show you her tail. There it is, Master. Puppy loves showing you her waggy tail. Does Master want to give Puppy another treat? Oh, please, Master. Aren't I a good girl? Puppy needs your bone inside her. Please, Master. This bitch is in heat. It's true, Master. I'm totally in heat. Look how wet I am. Puppy needs to breed. It's that time of year when Puppy gets so horny and Naughty Prince never gives me what I want. Please, Master, you're my owner now and Puppy wants puppies. Thank you, Master. That feels so good. This puppy loves being bred. Thank you, Master. Thank you for breeding me. Master, please. Puppy wants it deeper. Puppy wants to feel it in her womb. Please, Master, breed me properly. Pretend you're a doggy like me. Rub me like a wild animal. I'm in heat for you. My pussy is so desperate for your bestial cock. Make me your bitch. Yes, Master. That's it. Tear me apart. Stretch me out. Mold my pussy to your shape so only you'll be able to rub me. Make me yours, Master. Oh, you're making me feel so good, Master. Thank you for being my owner. Oh, I love being your pet. Oh, please, please tell me I'm a good girl. Puppy loves it when you praise her. Oh, she loves pleasing her owner. Master, master, more, more. Go faster. I need rusting. Oh, don't do it like a silly human would. You're breeding me. Oh, grab my head. Do it, master. Pull my hair. Push my womb into my fucking guts. Fuck on my insides. Ruin me. Oh, yes. Master, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, drive me crazy on your cock. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, pussy's on fire. Oh, my God. My mind is melting. Can't think. Any more. Just breed. Must breed. Breed me. I have to get bread. That's all that matters. Must get pregnant. Breed me. I want your kids, puppies, whatever. Knock me up right fucking now. I don't care anymore. I don't care. Must breed. Must get big and pregnant. Oh, that's all I need. Oh, please, please, master. I'm begging you. I can be pregnant. Treat me like the bitch in me I am. Ooh. Oh, can't take it anymore. Come inside me, master. Feed your thick potent come into my fucking womb. I'm gonna come as you breed me. I'm gonna come as I get fertilized. Oh my God. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Thank you, Master. I love you, Master.